delivery man, would that be you?
Yes.
Are you happy to go now before morning tea?
Yeah, but mine will be a lot shorter, brothers.
That's okay, all right, thank you.
I farm just down the road, about 4 km from him, on the Glenapa Road, and also we have a runoff on top of the terrace, which we're converting this year, which might be one of the few conversions still going. A lot of people talked about all sorts of things. I'll just stick to the idea that if you give us rules, we have to, like, how much fertiliser we use, this and that. People can adapt to the situation. Telling people, I probably disagree with Alistair, I think we should be allowed more conversions, but you have to have, we have to have the rules, the criteria you want us to adhere to, and then it's up to us to adapt to that situation. Like, Eric, you're building a herdheim, I gather, because I'm number two behind you, for the new conversion, just to allow adaption so we can take them off the wet paddock if it gets wet over winter, maybe go onto the crop for 2 or 3 weeks when it's not wet, and otherwise just have 2 or 3 hours on the crop and then back to the herdheim, just adapting to the situation. And yeah, basically that's what my submission is, just give us criteria and then allow us to come up with some ways of doing it. Like, we're probably going to change our grassing technique. We're going to go more towards coxfoots and fescues with more root system to stop leaching and things like that. Also, probably keep an eye on the pyrina and grass grub, which is another one inside problem. Very small submission, sorry.
No, that's fine. That's a clear and useful point. Edward, any questions?
I'll just check this. So you've got two different properties?
Yep.
Yeah.
203 Glenapa Road, right on the corner of Glenapa. And 127 Reardon Road.
And you're on Old Matara at Glenapa.
Yes. Yeah, you'd probably had Gavin Lawrence a day or two before pointing out the runoff has a pang. There's no way your definition of Old Matara is complete opposite to what our happens to us.
Yes. Thank you.
No, I'm good, thanks.
What? Yes, you make comment on Rule 23, which is the 50 hectare for Old Matara. Do you want to just explain that a little bit more?
That was written about a year ago, wasn't it?
Yes, it was. It was basically saying that Old Matara, as recommended in the notified plan, was 20 hectares. The officer has suggested it goes to 50 hectares.
Yeah.
You've made mention to it in your submission, submission. So,
yeah, 50 hectares would certainly be fine, but I do agree with it should be on the percentages that the Linda said, because it's pretty unfair. Yeah. 50 hectare farmer or 1,000 hectare farmer.
Okay.
But I would also believe you should, 10 to 15%. I'd like to go personally on about a 7-year rotation or something like that. And like Alistair, we never crop for more than 2 years. Yeah.
You've made the suggestion when I was chairman that this is live for you as farmers, and I think your brother mentioned it as well. You're looking all the time, making changes, but it would appear as if some of the rules are actually getting in the way of common sense, and you've highlighted, I think, that you want to be able to take the rules with you as you go through and as you learn and understand.
Mm.
Does this plan allow you to do that? I know that's pretty general, but is there specific areas you'd actually like us to focus on more? And I'm suggesting maybe Appendix N, which is the farm management plan type approach, or other areas that would actually help the province as a whole?
Definitely. You're just giving us the criteria so we can work out a way or evolution of methods, for sure. And yeah, that would be good.
Because I think if I was really honest, I was surprised at your comments around the very restricted area for effluent over what appeared to be quite a long time. That thinking is not in the present day consent, but it raises an issue of transferring from one thinking to another. So,
And as Alistair was saying, it takes a long time for the nitrogen to work its way through the system.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. I have no questions for you, and nor does Commissioner Rodway.
Cool.
thank you very much to both of you for coming in and clearly presenting your views to us. Now, I just want to check which other submitters are here. So we were scheduled after morning tea to hear from Quinn Farm. Quinn Farm? Yeah, good morning. Waitea Dairies? Not yet. Moonlight Trust?
No, they're not here.
Not here. Okay, well, we're going to adjourn for morning tea now, and we'll come back at 10:20. Thank you.